So why are lawyers and law firms such tempting targets for hackers? Hackers perceive that it's easier to get information from you than it is from your client. A few years ago, the FBI director called us the soft underbelly of corporate cybersecurity. And so we're a vendor service provider to clients. Hackers will try you while they're trying the client to see if they can get into your systems and then through you to the client itself. We're also a pretty good one-stop shop for hackers because our law firm and most big law firms cross industries. So we have a lot of really good stuff from not only the oil and gas industry, but from banking, intellectual property clients. So if you can get into the law firm systems, you're going to find some pretty good information there. And again, the nature of the data that you or information that you handle on behalf of your clients is highly sensitive. It's really good stuff, and hackers have figured this out. So all that to say that, and I think the one other thing I would add here is that attorneys are more and more mobile, using more and more devices. And the expectation is that you'll have anytime, anywhere access on anything, which hackers count on as well.
Law firms really are a treasure trove of data. Just imagine the amount of information that a law firm has on its FileShare server. And that information is very much being targeted by state-sponsored groups and by organized crime groups in particular. Why? Because, as Andy mentioned, there's so many clients, number one, particularly the larger clients, have more robust security around their environment than many law firms do. So it is law firms are a soft target. But they also do have very valuable strategic information that state-sponsored groups would be interested in. Organized crime groups have been targeting M&A transaction deals so that they can conduct insider trading. And there's the SEC and the Department of Justice has already been made arrest in a large group that has been targeting organizations for that M&A, and they made millions of dollars in insider trading. So that's something that else to be concerned about. And then the personally identifiable information that organizations maintain on their employees, as well as the information they may get in connection with various types of representation, whether it be your client's employees, and that's what we most frequently see when a law firm has a breach. You're not necessarily in a position of having to notify your own employees, but it's your clients and your clients' employees whose personal information that you may have in connection with your representation. And the energy industry has been increasingly targeted. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security have been frequently issuing warnings to the energy sector, mostly from state-sponsored groups, particularly out of Russia, that's been targeting not just the electrical sector, which has long been a target, and the electrical sector has been quite mature in terms of their response to cybersecurity threats. But now it really has gone all the way to upstream, midstream, and downstream in oil and gas. And so energy really needs to focus on what sort of cybersecurity threats that face their organization, because they're increasingly being targeted. And oftentimes when we met with energy companies 10 years ago, particularly in the oil and gas, even 5 years ago, weren't as concerned with cybersecurity because they didn't feel like they had the type of personal information that you typically hear large breaches being a part of. But things have changed, and it's really important for the energy sector to stay abreast of these changes. So now the fun part, the ethical obligations of attorneys. And the ABA in 2012 amended the Model Rules of Professional Conduct to address how technology is utilized by attorneys. And so they did that first by amending Rule 1.1, which is the lawyers have an ethical obligation to provide competent representation to a client. So that means lawyers cannot stick their head in the sand when it comes to technology. And the 2012 amendments were designed to make this clear. Lawyers have an ethical obligation, and this is the amendment, to maintain the requisite knowledge and skill. A lawyer should keep abreast of changes in the law and its practices, including the benefits and risks associated with relevant technology. That means, and the ABA recognizes that not only can you accomplish that requisite knowledge through your own analysis and investigation, you can rely on third parties. So it's lawyers don't mean to have all of the obligation. You can rely on outside experts. Next one. But the most important ethical rule when it comes to data security relates to the duty to protect the confidentiality of client information. Following the 2012 amendment, Model Rule 1.6C was added and provides that a lawyer shall make reasonable efforts to prevent the inadvertent or unauthorized disclosure of or unauthorized access to information relating to the representation of a client. So the rule covers two areas: inadvertent disclosure, like threats of losing a laptop, those insider threats that we talked about early on. And the other area is unauthorized access, which really addresses those external threats that we mentioned earlier. So what does this duty impose? Well, Comment 18 to Rule 1.6 addresses and provides some clarification that while lawyers must act competently to safeguard information of a client against unauthorized access by a third party, such unauthorized access and disclosure will not violate Rule 1.6C if the lawyer has made reasonable efforts to prevent access or disclosure. So that then turns to the question of what constitutes reasonable efforts to prevent access or disclosure under the model rules.